This Saturday night, the Busker Chumley Theater will become a Victorian music hall to mark the bicentennial of Charles Dickens. Local talent will present an evening of Dickensian entertainments, showcasing the great novelist's second career, that of performance artist. WFIU's Adam Schwartz speaks to the producer and cast members of the Charles Dickens variety show.
Joss Marsh began her lifelong love affair with Charles Dickens in the most unromantic of places.
He's always been there in my life from the time I started reading him at the age of 5 in my grandmother's outhouse, where she had a slightly mouldering complete works of Dickens, which turned me on like a rocket.
Marsh is an IU professor in Victorian studies. She's marking Dickens' bicentennial this year by producing an evening of acts that highlight the author's second career as performer. The Charles Dickens Variety Show takes place this Saturday night at the Buskirk Chumley Theatre.
I want the audience to have an intense, intimate, personal experience of Dickens that is not like the experience of Dickens that they will otherwise get through adaptation or through reading. That's why we're having such an emphasis on live dramatic reading, not drama, but single person doing many of the voices, reading the narrator, bringing that narrative alive in the way that Dickens himself did.
The evening will combine a narrated history of Dickens' life, interspersed with performances of his works by local actors and singers, ranging from ages 11 to 63. Bloomington actor Joel Pearson will read from Dickens' novel, Nicholas Nickleby.
I get to perform a multitude of characters, the most profound of which would be the dreadful, vile Mr. Squeers, who runs the school up in Yorkshire.
We go upon the practical mode of teaching Nickleby, the regular education system, CLEAN. Clean.
Dickens started out as an actor and was said to be an electrifying performer. According to Bloomington actor Ken Farrell, Dickens thrilled audiences when he gave public readings of his dramatic piece, Sykes and Nancy.
He would judge, and others would judge, his readings by the number of women that would faint in this piece in the audience, by the hysterical laughter in the funny pieces. I mean, he was apparently an amazing actor.
Sykes rushed from the room and darted up the stairs.
"Bill! Bill!"
cried Fagin, following him hastily.
"A word. Only a word. You won't be too violent, Bill."
The girl was lying half-dressed upon the bed. He had roused her from her sleep, for she raised herself with a hurried and startled look.
"It is you, Bill."
There was a candle burning. He drew it from the candlestick and hurled it under the grate.
"Let it be. There's light enough for what I've got to do."
The audience at the Buskirk Chumley will get to hear songs from Dickens' opera, The Village Coquettes. Dickens wrote the libretto and lyrics for the opera, which, despite being the hit of 1836, has rarely been performed since. "That's a shame," says music director Alison Miro.
This is fun music. This is interesting music. It's undeservedly forgotten music.
Still o'er the landscape far and wide.
The Charles Dickens Variety Show will include one of Dickens' favorite songs, sung by 11-year-old Nicholas Ermshire, a montage of period music played by silent movie pianist Philip Carley, and an authentic Victorian magic lantern version of A Christmas Carol. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
The Charles Dickens Variety Show takes place at the Buskirk Chumley Theater on Saturday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. Visit our website, wfiu.org/arts, for more.